No doubt many businesses have taken a hit during COVID-19, but Jesse J. Perez says the car selling business is doing fine. I'm Cameron Lyne. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I spoke with the six-time Salesman of the Year at Yum Chevrolet earlier today about selling cars and how it has or hasn't changed during the pandemic and what they're doing to make their customers feel more comfortable. Here's my conversation with Jesse J. Perez from Yum Chevrolet.
And how long have you been selling cars now, Jesse?
34 years.
Wow. And have you seen anything quite like this current situation that we're going through? Is this pretty unique?
Never in my life.
Yeah, well, a lot of us haven't lived through a pandemic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What has changed about selling cars? I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, it seems like the classic handshaking, talking face-to-face business. I know some of that's changed, and you can talk about that, but what's been different during this COVID-19 pandemic?
I would say the hours has changed for us in the beginning. We cut our hours. And nothing really slowed down for us, knock on wood. So we are back to our 4 hours, and we're selling just as many cars as ever.
That's kind of amazing. And the one thing that you did mention that makes sense is that the interest rates are super low right now, correct?
Right, right. Interest rates are low, and I think a lot of people might have been saving some money up due to not being able to go anywhere, to the movie theater or to, you know, out to dinner inside. You know, it's nice to, you know, I like the outdoor situation we have now in town. It's very nice. But, you know, going into the restaurants. So I think, you know, people have I see a lot more down payments now, and their interest rates are down, and that makes it good for us.
Is there anything that has changed as far as just doing business? I mean, I'm scrubbing things down, anything besides that?
Yeah, I mean, everything's sanitized at our dealership. Mm-hmm. We will wear a mask if they want us to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, from the get-go came in with masks, and that lasted for like about a month. And then all of a sudden, at any age, from the 16-year-old looking at a car to the 80-year-old customers still buying cars, they're not even wearing masks.
Right or wrong, less and less people seem to be wearing masks now, but it's not right. It's not a requirement to come into the showroom.
No, but if they want us to, we'll do what the customer wants us to do.
And as far as test drives, is it similar? You're still go along in the test drive and wear masks?
You know, as long
as
we're not, you know, right on top of each other and looking another way and not spitting on people.
Try not to do that anyway.
Right, when you're speaking, you know, it's, you know, customers are, you know, they're living their life day by day. They're not going to let this frighten them. Now, there's some people that won't come in at all, and that's fine. We'll go to them.
Yeah, talk about some of those. I know that you guys have made, and like I said before, you had made car buying easier and easier, but for people that may be worried about coming down to the dealership, what can you help them with?
They'll call in, they'll see something online that they might want, and we'll have it all sanitized and the steering wheel covered and everything. I'll put it in the driveway. They'll look at it on their time, give us a call back. We'll come back and pick up the vehicle. If there's a deal to be made, then we'll make the deal then.
Okay. And I was reading that car inventories in general pretty short right now between the low financing rates and auto factories being slow to shut down.
Right.
How's that doing at the end?
You know, we've got a good selection still today.
Yeah.
But I can tell you our new inventory is way down.
Yeah.
Because we were shut down for a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not just Ford was making respirators, and so was General Motors. But, our new truck inventories took a big hit.
Mm. And is that, I think I had heard that in the last few years that the biggest sellers have been the big trucks. Is that been true even through
Chevrolet,
the last few months?
Silverados and the GMC Sierras and even the Ram pickup trucks. We got three great lines, and they're always, you know, people every month in and out, month in, month out, interested in them big trucks.
I know they're great vehicles, but why do you think the trucks are so popular right now?
It's crazy because we're almost down to not even making any cars anymore. Everything's an SUV or a truck.
Yeah.
And the old crew cab, which is your full four-door pickup truck, is like now somebody's family vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the truck bed, just in case. Not that you hardly ever see anybody put anything back there, but it's like their family car now.
Do you think, of course, you and the yam business in general have been in business for a long time. You're like farmers insurance. You know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two.
Right.
But have you learned anything through this pandemic any new ways of doing business that might have strengthened your services at all, do you think? Or are you just performing as well as ever?
We are performing as well as ever. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're selling more cars now than if there wasn't a pandemic going on.
I know you're not necessarily an economic forecaster, but I mean, do you expect that to continue? Or I guess you hope it continues.
I hope it does. But like I said, the companies have some 0% interest rates out there right now.
Yeah.
Which I can see that probably going away. Even the credit unions and the banks in here are really aggressive with low interest rates. So mm-hmm. right now, I mean, even though there's crazy things going on in the world, it's a great time to buy and save money on a vehicle.
Well, good. And if somebody is looking for a car right now, what should they do? Should they come down, visit the website, give you a call?
Whatever's comfortable to them, the customers first. Some prefer to get on the website and get online. I prefer my customers to just pick up the phone and call me. I'm open 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My cell phone is, people laugh at me. I got benches around town.
Yeah.
And my phone number says SELL. And people will call me and say, you spelled sell wrong. No, I sell automobiles for a living. SELL, I sell.
Right.
So call my cell phone 24/7. If I don't answer, I'll call you right back.
What are you, the 7th time in a row salesman of the year, Ian?
6 years.
6 years.
Right now.
Okay.
Well, in a row.
Working on 7. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Anything else we should know about YAM or the car dealing and buying business right now?
Like I said, besides the sales, service is doing really good right now, and we'll sanitize your vehicle for you. When you bring it in for service, you don't have to worry about the spread of germs. We have it sanitized and ready for you when it's the pickup. Mm-hmm. Or when you're dropping it off, we'll wipe everything down to make the customer comfortable.
Sure.
I don't know how long this will last, but, right now, I hope it lasts forever as far as the good deals and the people buying vehicles.
That is a bright side for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jesse J. Perez from YAM Chevrolet. Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much.